Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Turning to Psalm 3, we come to a second category, the biographical psalms, not to be confused with the historical psalms that describe the saga of the nation of Israel. Instead, these highlight certain events in the individual lives of God's people, mostly David's. They are extremely helpful. We read the event in the earlier books and then peruse the Psalms they wrote afterward to see the lessons they learned, what practical insights they provide. We're also introduced to the word Selah. It's used 3 times in the Psalm, verses 2 and 4 and 8. 74 times throughout Scripture. What does it mean? There's some debate, but most commonly it is interpreted, pause and reflect. The Septuagint translates it as interlude. It often marks a transition point, indicating a change of speaker or a shift in tone. Notice its use here. Verses 1 and 2 describe David's focus on his human adversaries and what seems to be a hopeless situation. This is followed by a Selah, suggesting something is about to change, in verses 3 and 4. It's not his circumstances, but a changed vision, now of his heavenly assistance. Quote, "But you, O Lord," verse 3, make all the difference. He is my, quote, shield or protection, my glory, comforting me with his presence, and, quote, the one who lifts up my head, giving me a new perspective. Then there's another Selah. David now gives the happy answer to his dilemma, telling how he coped when all Israel turned against him. The biographical explanation is in the heading, quote, "when he fled from Absalom, his son." David was on the run, heading across the Jordan and up into the eastern plateau to Mahanaim. Yet he could lie down in undisturbed sleep, verse 5, because the Lord would rise up to save him. And you too. Verses 7 and 8. Selah. Pause and reflect.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.